All right, we're going.
All right. Hello, anybody who's watching. Actually, what's the link so I could post it on Facebook? Too far along. Is there like a live stream link?
Yeah, hold on.
Starting, Murray.
Sorry, it's at first start.
Potential hires, we're thrilled you applied for this exciting
We can get going here. We can start the game. I guess whoever joins us at the end, if you want to be an audience.
But I like to think of myself more as a buddy, a boss buddy. Water? Hey, I'm gonna get that. I can tell you're all great candidates. Unfortunately, there's a whole bunch of you and only one job. It's incredibly stressful for me. That's why I developed a revolutionary new hiring process. I'm going to interview you all at once and force you to judge each other.
Whew. That's the YouTube. More relaxed, like, already. Okay.
Deborah, clear my calendar. Perfect. It's time to get to know our candidates.
Round one.
Management, make sure your employees feel prepared. So prepare yourself for some questions happening right now. Let's go.
So you just answer these questions.
Answer them any way you want. There are no rules.
These are going to be words we're going to use for later questions.
You got to use at least 5 words, okay? Oversharing leads to overcaring. That's my first rule of management.
Oversharing leads to overcaring.
Oh, great.
Yay!
Is it, are we on a time limit?
I know.
Yeah. Oh, we could change that for the next round.
Oh, yeah. We have 85 more seconds.
I think there's two questions. Oh, three.
There we go. Oh, was it me? Were you guys waiting? Oh, waiting on Kaylee. Always Kaylee.
Simplicity. There's magic in that. Have you?
Oh, shit. I only thought there was one.
Oh.
I'm going. Hurry, hurry.
Five, four, three. This is the perfect game for Kaylee.
Okay,
the time limit.
Yeah, I like these two because, like, all the answers are going to be our words. This is usually a good one to get the juices flowing.
Automatic.
And the animation of these games too are so nice. I love them so much. They're very simple, but
now that we're all
like, you're still talking water cooler.
Sending my first incisive interview questions.
It's like not old school graphics, like with the PowerPoint.
Instead of typing your responses, you'll be using words from your fellow interviewees to answer the questions. Not bad, right? Tap any word you see to add it to your response. If you make a mistake, tap the word again to remove it.
Oh, this is cool.
You can also drag words around to rearrange them. Can't find the right words for what you want to say? Then say something different, I guess. The first rule of management is just make it work already.
Baby, baby, baby.
Hey, yo.
Chinese school.
Ah.
Go on, music.
I'm good. Oh, there's more.
Oh, no. Yeah, there's two.
I don't know what to put.
You done, Rick? You got yours?
I thought she said time is almost up, so I like kind of freaked out.
40 seconds left.
Is everybody done?
We're all done. It should automatically.
Oh, no, it's Kaylee. It's always Kaylee.
See what we've got here.
How do you feel about inter-office romances?
Ooh.
I know one of these is better than the other, but as a test, why don't you guys choose? Choose your favorite now.
Flash is radioactive. Sup, girl?
Watch us here, radioactive. Sup, girl? Rock. Those get me play. Cool. I do like the soft crawl at the end. That's pretty nice.
Yes.
No.
Cool.
Using what are we playing? Is what I would choose?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which one's funnier?
This kind of reminds me of
what question would you
Cards Against Humanity.
A little bit.
Yeah, it definitely has those vibes.
The poop times.
Well, let me splash this pool. That's a good one.
Let me splash this pool.
Nice.
Where should we send your first paycheck?
No, it's the answer.
To me, straight tricks, drunk laugh. Destroy it with style. Let's straight up run around the house.
To me, straight tricks, drunk laugh. Destroy it with your style. With straight up run around the player house. Player house.
Oh, split vote.
Nice. Oh, it was both of us against each other.
Nice.
How do you unwind after work?
Hold this dog. Hold the dog this style. Sexy.
Poop. Poop. Sexy poopy.
Yeah. Got a little bit of sexiness in between your poops.
That took a lot of teamwork. Let's see who teamworked the best.
Ooh, Johnny got a big lead there.
Dang!
Number the best, if you ask me. Anyway, let's try a couple more icebreakers.
So now we do another round. Now you guys kind of see as well the way you want to answer the question.
Say anything you want, but be descriptive. The more you write, the less time I have to spend alone with my thoughts.
We didn't do anything with that first one, did we? The one that I you removed?
Lunch orders. Well, I don't know which one I'm hiring yet, but bring in one really good meal, and then I guess a bunch of tap water and croutons.
You should be halfway done now, okay?
Oh, waiting for Kaylee. No,
what? I'm shocked. Johnny's run.
Hey, you're almost out of time.
This counts as your orientation, by the way. Round two of questions. This time, I want to know how you would handle some tough workplace scenarios. Remember, you can use any word you see on your device in your answer. Try grabbing a word from the question itself. I bet whoever came up with this is pretty cool. Ooh. It was me.
I got a drink here.
It was me. Chase? Oh, we all have different ones, huh?
Yeah.
Answer the questions, and then the answers are the options that you get with all of them.
Yes.
It's clicked. And I am not the last one done.
Probably me.
Well, and John.
Done.
I'm done.
Right. Got it.
Job, job.
Okay, let's see.
Job, job.
Chase, the office clown, has tricked you into sitting on a whoopee cushion. Everyone is looking at you. How do you respond? Vote on your devices.
Destroy the kidneys from not eating this body.
Even more. What's going up, bro?
I didn't even realize I put not eating this body. I thought I just destroy the kidneys from body.
You're the first one in the video meeting. How are you spending the time before everyone else shows up?
Eating tacos.
Yeah, that's a good one. Eating tacos in the yard.
Very drunk.
How would you personally try to save the planet at work?
Okay.
Yeah, I can't compete with that one.
There's still a lot of boomers at work.
I love it. Thank you, whoever wrote that.
Prepare. What do you do?
First of all, have you shredded bananas? There.
So hard to choose.
Not really.
Not at all.
Straight up bananas.
It's a good phrase. You gotta get those catchy phrases in there. Let's look at the scores. Oh, wow.
Whoa. Oh, look at Kaylee. Because she takes her time.
Sending you a short survey interview after we finish up. Feel free to be brutal. I don't read them. Now, how about one last icebreaker?
Final round.
Don't overthink it. Just put down whatever enters your mind. Unless you're thinking about ventriloquism. I don't trust puppets.
Adaptability. Strive for dominance.
Oh, I only did it once. I was all rushing.
Now we're just waiting for Eli. Eli.
Yeah. I'm weaving a story.
It's gonna have Blizzard the Wizard in it.
I should.
Wow, I'm learning a lot from these, including things I legally shouldn't know.
Probably.
Okay. Probably. It's the final round, and it appears we're missing something. Your resume is probably my fault. I thought they were junk mail. But you know what? I don't need resumes. Just finish the personal statement that's already started on your device. If you need motivation, remember, whoever gets the job gets to hang out with me all day, every day.
All day, every day.
Wow.
Oh, you can
I've been in a solid second place all game, so see if I can stay the course here. There's still 40 seconds. I got that one done quickly.
Yep, yep, my time.
Let's see how that goes. Save room for the Pennsylvania.
Time's almost up.
For the Pennsylvania.
Service. Save room for Pennsylvania.
It's in the room. Can you see it?
Yeah, there's those motivational posters in the back.
Oh.
No, right. That doesn't make sense.
Cast your vote now.
They're two good resumes. I don't know how you could pick one.
I'm both.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Your peers nets you an even higher.
I'm both.
Oh, woo, yay!
That's funny because I thought Kaylee's was Johnny's and Johnny's was Kaylee's.
We have melted into one.
You re-gift spouse's spouse. I do them on their birthday. I say straight up properly.
What? No votes? Well, that's boring. Next time, use your device to pick your
favorite. Oh, you guys didn't vote?
We did!
I was trying to.
But you both got...
Who'd you guys vote for?
Everybody.
I voted for Elias.
I voted for Kenrick's.
Oh, that's funny. Well, it went that way anyways.
Yes, split them off.
Has been the toughest decision I've ever avoided.
That was dumb. We both did it. It takes you a minute to read it.
Oh, I lost horribly.
How did I win? Boom!
Good job, those two.
Yeah, you killed it in the second round. That
congratulations. You're a community custodian of culture.
You get a job here, but not in real life.
Oh. Aww.
Welcome to the team.
58 grand. You cannot afford to live in Seattle.
No, not at all.
I mean, more unemployment.
They're gonna let me. Life is short, but the days are long. Wait, how do I get out of it now? Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Sorry, it just closed it out. That's a little. We can get back into it though.
Yeah.
I do like that game a lot. But yeah, so we got books and things going on. If you guys want to talk about that a little bit before we play another game.
Let's talk about your Kickstarter.
Yeah, so, you know, we did a game night because I love my game. That's what my comic book is about, called The King of Games. It was inspired by game night, kind of like this, with my friend who were playing this Exploding Kitties. And it was just so epic that I started drawing out, like, little panels of it and sending it to them. They're like, oh, my God, this is the coolest thing ever. And they kept hyping me up, so I kept drawing it and drawing it. Or do I had, like, you know, half a book that was like, oh, let me go back to the beginning. And we just do them a lot. There's all these mini games going on as well, so... Yeah, I turned to a book. I put it up on Kickstarter. There's still some days to join it. I put the link to it in the, whatchamacallit, YouTube comments.
Nice.
So the link for that's in there if you guys want to check it out. I'm really proud of the work of it. There's some tiers that are fun. There you have mini games. We just made another one recently because it was my girlfriend's birthday. So we did a murder mystery that I turned to him. There's like 1 to 2 page. Just like little comic strips about other game nights, and all of those are going to be included in the books.
Yeah.
I really like it. You know, I think those help out, like, giving more personality to characters. We have a good group of friends, and they just really do inspire some good art stuff. So, yeah, that's really it. And that's why I want to do a game night as well, because it just kind of relates to what I do.
Is the,
there's people watching.
Is the King of Games, Is there an ongoing story, or are they individual strips?
Well, the big book is going to be ongoing. I kind of set up at the end like a little overarching thing where there's going to be a comeback. Oh, we got to keep getting on more and more games. And then the final book will be like the ultimate game of all these games, like elements of them put into one super game.
Nice.
So it'll be like a test subject for this company.
I feel like this is screaming for a Jonely Nonely crossover.
It does. I think so
too. It does. It's very yeah. similar. You could do it because Johnny's had, I think you've had multiple storylines where they're playing games inside the book.
Yeah, there's a whole, I mean, in issue 5, there's a whole like 4 or 5 pages where they're playing Star Wars The Gathering.
That's awesome. Yeah, how many books of Jonely Nonely are there right now? I know you got more of them in the kitchen getting made right now, but you got a bunch of those already done.
I've got like 15 done, 15 issues done, but there's 5 released. The next 5 will come out here pretty soon, by the end of the year. But I've written out to issue 26, so there's quite a bit written.
Oof, that's a lot of books. Like, one of these took me a year, and I don't know how you do 26 of those things in any period of time. That's a lifetime worth of work there.
I'm working on the second one for Supernatural Baby Detective, and I was hoping to launch in April, but that's not going to happen. So I still got like 5 more pages or 4 more pages of art to get done, and then we got to edit, and then lettering, and then once we get about halfway through lettering, we'll launch the Kickstarter. I'd like to have it basically done, you know, before I do the Kickstarter. So
just Jonely Nonely and Supernatural Baby Detective, both Spoilerverse Publishing.
Yep.
Where you can find them, as well as the Kickstarter.
Yep. So you can go to Spoiler Country. You can go to Spoilerverse.com and order all the books your little heart desires.
There's a big catalog with all the games you guys got going on there.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's been so fun creating books and writing and drawing again.
Yeah, I'm a little behind the curve with that, but I love it so much. You know, I've been doing my comic strip Caraday every day for a couple of years now, and it is fun to create these things. And when people read them, they enjoy them, they relate to them. There's nothing better than that as well.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys have you taken your stuff to any cons yet?
Not yet. We have our first. Well, yes, we did. We did a small local con and sold a couple of books.
Yep. Everybody who came to the table to look and check out the books bought.
And it was kind of funny.
It was a good proof of concept.
Yeah, I was wondering who's going to sell more books, Kendrick or me. We actually sold the exact same amount of books.
We did. We sold the exact same amount of books, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because you guys are like little brothers.
Competitive.
But it was fine. Small cons, there's not a lot of people, but it's a good following.
Yeah.
It's usually
they go. It was literally in the back room of a coffee shop in Tacoma, Washington. Oh, wow. So it was very tiny. And I mean, there's maybe 12 presenters, right? 12 people,
vendors.
And maybe how many people do you think walked through there? 60?
Maybe 60. Yeah. Total.
But I mean, most.
Yeah.
It was never dead. There's always people walking around at least.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to chat a lot and hang out.
Yeah. It was fun. I mean, it was fun. It was much more, and the thing is, there's like 3 or 4 other comic book like LCSs that brought stuff there.
Yeah.
Or people that just sell online, you know, and they brought their collections there to sell. And that was kind of cool. And some of those guys came up and bought books from us. And then we had a lot of people off the street that don't even read comic books, bought books from us.
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of artists there, and there was this lady selling amazing candles, which I had to buy, which I wish I would have bought more because they're really good.
And don't forget, there was the guy who was passed down with the racist flyer posters at the end.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was so weird. This guy walks in like, oh, you want a Captain America print? But it's like Captain America. Oh, but
like anti-Semitic stuff. We're just like, whoa, get out of here. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
People in the community are not like that.
Well, this guy showed up at the end for a reason.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
The best might be the guy sitting next to us who was all tatted up and just kind of didn't look like somebody that would care either way or, you know.
Oh, what'd you do?
And that guy, as soon as the guy handed him the flyer and he looked at it, he was like, what the fuck?
Wait, what'd you do? Ah. It's okay.
That guy left on, right after he gave it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm still here, but I can't hear.
Oh, can't you hear us?
Did she mute me? No. Oh, she turned off my.
Nope. We can hear
there
you.
There we go.
I hear you.
Sorry about that. She hit the turn off the audio button on my headphone. But yeah, that was Blizzard the Wizard for whoever's watching. She's the heart and soul of all the art stuff. She's the star of Coyote every day. Not of the King of Games, surprisingly. Well, she has a little cameo in it at the beginning of it, but
yeah, how long have you had Blizzard now?
I'm talking
2014.
2014?
We're coming up on 10 years.
Wow. Nice.
Behind me though, we got the Princess Blizz painting that won our first ever March Madness.
Yeah.
She's got her portrait of a Purrville on it. She has part of the art gallery as well, so it's she does a good job with all of those. But we
I have my Rick and Morty painting that you did somewhere around here.
Well, that's right. That was so many years ago.
Yeah, I got to put it up. I got to frame it and put it up.
Yeah, we can do another round of job and then some more chat. And
you're in control.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
So you guys want no clock?
No, the clock is fine. That keeps Kaylee going.
Do it.
I think he's hit clock.
No, he's a clock.
Oh.
We don't need to have the game code hidden.
No. Oh,
you want to join?
Because I'm disconnected.
Yeah. Reconnect that.
Same room code, right?
Yeah, no, ESQW.
Oh.
If anybody's watching, they can also pop in and play if you got any people on the YouTube watching it. The code is ESTW. Was there anybody watching it?
Yeah, there was somebody watching it, actually.
Might have been. All
right. Yeah, we
have a couple. All right, we can get going here. You guys know the rules. We could skip the
intro.
If it lets me.
Welcome, yep. Potential.
You're right to the icebreaker.
My first rule of management: a friend is just a coworker you haven't worked with yet. So let's get acquainted. I'm gonna send some icebreaker. Skip this. Got it.
Looks like it sounds like it's raining out.
Does it do anything with these icebreakers?
We use these words for the next prompt.
Oh, is that what it does?
Yeah, because then you get points if people use your words.
Oh.
So you want to write good, yeah, give good words.
Oh, you gotta give good words.
When you have like a big group, you have more people to pick words from as well. So. System.
Barely.
Gotcha.
Not in camera.
Now that I've put you all at ease, I'm sending my first round of hard-hitting interview questions to your device. But instead of type,
hey, don't let me slow you down.
Bruh, who's writing bruh all the time?
We don't know.
10, right?
Done yet, Kendrick?
Show me what you got. How much can you lift? These are both pretty great, but I like one of them better. I just need you guys to remind me which one. Go ahead and vote already.
Honey.
Hey, that's the one I like got stuck on for a long time.
Variety is the spice of business.
Tons of snacks.
Oh, I see.
What's the time you disagreed with the decision that was made at work?
No flowers.
Yeah. I feel like I already know who did what.
I had to know that it was there.
Tell me about a time you exhibited leadership qualities.
These are both terrible.
Yeah, very similar vibes with them.
We're not related at all.
We both had to say it.
With tons of fuck spray, man.
I know, I'm like trying to keep it mild, and you guys are like, nope.
Well, if it's an option for me to use, I'm going to use it.
Good job. And speaking of jobs, let's see who's most likely to get
one. Johnny did want it. He usually did one the first round. I did not.
Good effort, everyone. Let's
good effort, everyone.
Icebreakers.
The very supportive water cooler.
Okay, you know the drill. You can answer however you want, but don't be stingy with the words.
All right.
Stevens, I've got a contact at the bank offering 4 quarters for $1. Get down there and buy them out.
4 quarters for $1.
Synergy, that's some small font.
Just the words.
You are never
too old. Number two.
Round two.
My eyes are terrible. I just got new glasses.
This time,
so I can't
read
them.
To know how you would handle some tough workplace scenarios. Remember, you can use.
Oh, you know the drill. Then let's go.
You are never too inconvenient. I can see everybody else concentrating so hard. I gave you guys good words. You know what? I don't think I understood that the words I used were the ones that you got to use later on. Right. Like the whole time we were playing that first game, I was like, when are those interview questions that they asked is going to be used?
That's literally what I said to you. I was like, what?
Vision. Life is more than keeping.
Oh, I can't wait to see these.
Yeah, those are fun, like the posters. Like, I try and read them whenever I remember.
What's your next move? Vote for your favorite now.
Yeah, it's got 4 seconds.
I don't know why someone voted.
Round,
mine was
every
just
vote earns you even more.
That's what's trying to gibber to my face.
I like it. I just voted.
Nice trick stealing words from the question. You can use just about any text you see on your device.
Okay, I didn't.
What do you like to do when you get to the office earlier than everyone else?
This is not what I I know, because that was not it. There was
your manager decides to play terrible funny music over the speakers all day. How do you react?
I just can't say suck a meaty one. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, these were the ones that I'm saying.
Everyone's laughing about something in the kitchen. What are they laughing at?
The life of farts. That's a good phrase. Smoking the life of farts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't compete with life of farts.
Yeah, but look at tons of snacking and jacking. Those are all my words.
The farts was mine.
Done. Let's see who's on their way to the top.
Let's see who's on their way to the top.
Oh, I went down.
Johnny still got a pretty comfortable lead there.
Let's do one more icebreaker.
It all changed on one round. It all changed.
Don't overthink it. Just put down whatever enters your mind. What? Unless you're thinking about parkour. It's like, cool it with the jumping.
You should be halfway done now, okay?
Why did you just throw all those tiny plants down?
This is a fun one. I like this one.
Yeah, this one is too.
I don't even need to read
this. This is usually a fun one to get the game.
But the fact that you're like creating these words makes it so it's different every time.
Okay. It's the final round, and it appears we're, missing something. Your resumes. Probably
yeah, there's another good one on Fibbage that does something similar. You can get that one going next.
I don't need resumes. I see you've got some place to be.
Final first impression.
Oh, it's waiting on me. I'm all dorking around.
Hey, yo.
Hang on. Do you remember which one Fibbage is in?
I'm here to inform you that you've used half your time.
Nine, okay. We'd go with the newest one.
That makes sense.
I don't know. I
tried. Don't let me down.
Lots of life making a comeback.
Choose your favorite now.
That's what I said, okay?
It's the last round, and the board has approved a generous bonus.
Dick.
That's what I said.
It was like British Christmas Dick. Damn it, John.
I feel like you had better words.
I know, right? A lot of
I mean, you straight up, I didn't have thick shits and straight tips.
Those are good words.
I gave you a tip.
Yeah, you did.
Interview complete. Honestly, I could see myself sharing a cup of toner in the break room with any of you, but we gotta pick one.
Aw, John.
I wonder who it was.
I know. Oh, Eli, you went up a lot.
Yeah, I got a sweep on my turn.
The job goes to... Congratulations! You're our new commissioner of shares and takes.
It's a tattoo of a J on the forehead. Hey, you got more.
So the salary is your final points of the game.
Yeah. You still can't afford to live in Seattle.
Still can't afford to live in Seattle.
The next one. I know we talked about Johnny Anomaly, but if you want to talk about the Ines Anthology, I know you had the first one of that. Are you working on the second book yet?
I am, actually. I just finished up making some promo stuff of the first book that I can send out for the next one. And I started working on what stories I'm going to put in the second book. I've got probably 5 of the 10 stories that will be in book 2 done or done or almost done. So I'm hoping to have it on Kickstarter in October. That's the plan.
October for you. And in the summer, we might have a supernatural baby detective. So there's a lot going. You guys kind of have them spaced out. So there should always be...
Yeah,
we're one book going.
It's hard. That's like one of the hardest things is to get things, because once you get something ready to go, you don't want to wait. You know?
Oh yeah, I know. As soon as it's done, you want.
Yeah, get it going. You spend a lot of money getting to that point.
Fibbage was the next one. That'd be a nightmare. Yeah. What would be your elevator pitch for the Ines Anthology? Someone listening to this has never read it before.
Oh, geez, I haven't done this in a while. Ines Anthology is a family over 1,000 years that deal with the supernatural. It involves monsters and demons and everything you can think of. And not everybody in this family is good, nor are they bad. And the stories you read are basically snippets in time of somebody else's story. So you don't learn everything about the character. You kind of jump into like a part of the story and you get that. And then overall, all the small stories tell a larger story.
Oh, that's a pretty good pitch for it. Yeah, it's like it says, an anthology, different artists, different writers for them all, or different artists, at least for all of them. So it's really, it's a fun book. I read that, you know, a lot whenever you had that first Kickstarter. It was a great read. Very similar vibes. It's Supernatural Baby Detective as well. I'm sure there's some connectivity between the two of them.
Yeah, clearly, I inspired Kenrick's book.
Right.
Did it start as, because I know he wrote a story for Ions.
He wrote a story in the first book, Nancy Ions.
Ends up being one of the most popular ones, but Johnny doesn't like to talk about that.
No, it's
I'm kidding.
And was that the first time you wrote like a comic book, or is that?
Yeah, that's the first time I wrote a comic book. Yeah, it was only 3 pages. Should have been more, though.
It should have been at least like 4. We should have done another page for pacing, but it works.
Or 8.
8 would have been nice.
An 8-page story, that's hard for your first one.
But Scott Godlewski's, you know, not cheap, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of forced his hand.
How do you assemble all those writers and authors? I know you know a lot of people from your time doing this stuff, but how do you get all those people to work on your book like that?
So some people I knew, and I asked, like, Greg Smith, I knew him already, and I asked him. And then through Greg, I met Michael Tanner, and I asked him, and he said, yeah. And I also met Travis Webb through Greg. So I got, there's two of the writers, right? 3 writers right there. And then Kenrick.
How'd you meet Kenrick?
I met Kenrick at a party one time. We were super drunk. It's your uncle, dum-dum.
Oh, yeah.
And then some of the artists I found on Facebook, looking in a group for like connecting artists and writers. And I put my pitch there about what it was. And I asked for writers and I asked for artists, and I got a bunch of submissions. And then I realized the artist submissions were too much, so I took it down. And then I started looking through groups and finding artists that I liked and messaging them directly about it. People sent me a bunch of pitches for stories. I probably got like 200 to 300 like story pitches from people. And then I whittled it down and picked.
That was crazy.
Yeah. And I think I picked 21 total stories that other people had pitched to me and written. And then they wrote it. I paid them the fee that we talked about for them writing it. Got art. I went through the process of finding the artist for everybody and then colorist and letterers and trying to get it all done. The only thing the writers did was write the story pretty much. They wrote it based upon like, I wrote this like story Bible that told them like what the universe was. I gave them they tell me what time period they wanted. I gave them a character and what time it was in. And then it's kind of like kind of all just fall into place. Like once you know one or two people, you start knowing more and more people and finding more and more people, which is great. It's how I met like one of the artists in the first book and second book, Rick Bugbee. I've known him off the internet for 20 years. I don't even know how I met him. I just know one day I was talking to him and he does great art, and he started drawing comics for me. And he still does. He's actually working on something new right now. But yeah, so it's been a fun trip, and it's like finding them all has been fun and made a bunch of new friends that way.
Awesome. Yeah. It must be nice to have friends in this community. It's a very supportive community, the artists and writers.
It really is.
It's a great group to be a part of.
We all want to see everyone succeed. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there's enough room for everybody.
Talk portion.
And there's all different levels. I mean, really comes down to does your project speak to somebody?
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're trying to find.
Like Joe Mignoni is a very hard sell because it's hard to describe what that story is. But Ions is an easy sell because it's horror. It's supernatural stuff.
And you showed me beforehand, but your shirt's a Johnny Anomaly joke.
Yeah, it's the shirt he wears in the comic.
I had one. In real life.
This is actually
he's missing the red bow tie, though.
I don't have the bow tie.
You got to get that for your next time you do a video stream. You got to have the whole...
And the cape. I'll get the cape too.
The cape too. Yeah, you can't forget the cape.
What's funny is that the Jolie Nolan character, this is Kaylee's handwriting because she drew it, and then I just made it into a vector in Illustrator, and it's traced over her lines. And so she's the actual artist creator of Jolie Nolan. It's all her fault.
She's like, I'm not taking responsibility for this.
One time, the only time.
Two times.
We were talking and just doodling and drawing, and I was being silly. It was, I shit you not, like 17 years ago. And I was like, oh, like, obviously, I, like, drew, like, all the characters are people we know. And, like, people's personas are, like, what they think of those people. And so it was a joke. And then, of course, for my husband, I was like, oh, all sorts of sexiness. And did you tell him the Jonely Nonely story?
Not yet.
Like, when John's name is not a name, it's letters. And so his...
Dad,
yeah, his dad got a credit card and he was like, oh, my name is J only N only. And so they sent him a credit card that said Jonely Nonely. So it wasn't like, you know, so we were like playing off of that, like, who writes that? Like, oh, it's the letter J, like J only. And so we made this silly thing, you know, just being funny. And stupid me thought it would be private. Nope. No. Should have known John.
Jeffers and Calvarina.
I know. Like, I made stupid names for them thinking like, oh, it's just us being silly one night and being very young. Like, I think I was like not even 21 when I did this.
And now it's a comic series that spans lots of time.
For the most part, the characters haven't changed since those initial designs, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, they're pretty similar. I mean, I've updated art a little bit, but not much.
He added me.
The newer issues have a character based on her.
But yeah, it's like,
why'd you let him out?
Not something that I thought was gonna be, but it is fun. It's a silly one.
Yeah, it's really loud.
Yeah, it tells a fun story. They are definitely worth reading.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do Kickstarters for those future books as well when they're all ready to go.
I will. I'll do one for book two of Jolene Only here, probably after Kenrick does SBD2. And then, like I said, I've already got I haven't read out in chapter, like chapter one, chapter two, chapter three, four. Each chapter is like roughly five issues. And I've got chapters one, two, and three all done already. I just gotta, you know, get two out, then I'll get three out. And three actually has actual art in it. Like, not that I actually have real artists who did some art in there.
Right.
Which was a lot of fun and very interesting to explain to the artist what this was and what the characters were. But it was fun.
Yeah, hopefully they have fun with it, because it definitely is a series where they can just let loose, try whatever they want.
Each one of the artists said, I've never read a script like this before, which I take as a compliment.
Yes, it should be. It's very unique.
And when I sent one to Kenrick, he goes, I don't get this. I was like, yep, that means I'm doing it right.
Well, yeah. Some of them got really good. Some of them it's just not my humor.
Yeah, it's not. I know.
And that's okay.
Welcome back.
All right. We could get this next one going. I would put next
go. It's funny because I love Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, Trailer Park Boys is a classic.
Is that the code?
Yes, for the next game we can
do the.
That's the room code. You guys see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just as public now. They're running a lot of people in there.
I'm just going to let Eli join first. He's in control.
Fibbage.
Henrik starting the game up.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you can do it. It'll show up on your screen when just get it going.
Oh, okay. Has everybody joined then?
No.
Here's the button.
Okay.
I'll go to the
toad. And then anybody else, you can join at any time, actually.
Yeah, there's an audience little thing as well.
I'm Cookie, and this is Fibbage, the game that Nero was playing while Rome burned. Look at all these liars. You're all lying liars with your pants on fire. And gosh, you can join the audience at any time.
Is that a platypus?
Audience members earn points.
Yes, it is.
We are both very blind.
Let's do this.
Where?
Can you spot a platypus?
Blizzard's back.
This is round one, which means you get 500 points for everyone you fool with your made-up answer, and you'll score 1,000 for finding the truth. Time to pick a category.
Kaylee, choose a category.
All right. It just says waiting. I don't have the option to choose.
No, please, allow me.
Yeah, it just says waiting for her.
Yeah, it says that for me, too.
Okay. First up,
let's hear it for John Peterson. From 1999 until 2014, it was his job and his job alone to clean and polish blank. Now, enter a lie on your device that's believable enough to fool the other players. If you just can't come up with anything, use the lie for me button to get a suggestion for half the points. Get to it.
Mine says waiting. It's not letting me in.
What about now?
No. Oh, there it is.
Here are your choices. Tap the one you think is true on your device.
I don't understand what the awards like is.
Okay, how do we do?
Oh!
Oh, it was a lie!
Oh, that one sounded real.
That one did.
Should've went with that one.
It was not John Holmes.
Wow. John Holmes died like in the 80s, so.
This was the most liked though by us.
Y'all like his fans?
Okay. Yeah.
Try this one on for size. Critics were unsure if Will Brierley's 2016 Xbox game was serious or not. The game, the straightforwardly titled Blank Pro. Submit your lies now.
I hope I spelled that right.
Come on now, let's get let's see how it shook out.
Thank you.
It wasn't no thunder there. Who would have thought?
Hey.
Oh, we all got it.
Yeah, usually one is not like the others.
Soda Drinker Pro mixes the accuracy of the Microsoft Flight Simulator with the soda of soda.
Oh, I'm losing now.
Hey, let's see what's in the fan mailbag.
Fibbage fan fact.
And now our feature presentation.
And now.
I'm Andrew from West Lafayette, Indiana. My alma mater of Purdue University has an unusual but practical tradition of keeping blank in blank.
Write your lies now.
God dang it.
Oh, and there's a force.
The Belgian ride.
Frog with wings?
Time to seek the truth.
talking so bad. I mean, they probably did have options for it.
You mean like two of them there?
Show me what you pick.
We keep bikes in trees. There's a bike club that puts any unlocked bikes in trees, so thieves will leave them alone. You would have laughed if Cookie said it.
Oh my god. That was terrible. Leave them alone.
Not a fan of some nature humor.
I spelt paper bags instead of paper and put an extra P in there. I'm like, dang it, no one's gonna know that's a lie. Not everyone's gonna know it's a lie.
It was funny because John even said, I hope I spelled this right.
Choose a category.
Choose a category, Eli.
Got some cartoonish. That's
let's see what we got. After viewer complaints, a scene in SpongeBob SquarePants featuring skulls and monsters was replaced simply with a stock photo of blank. All right, type in your lies.
I think there's a lot of stock photo stuff in SpongeBob.
Okay, which one's true?
David Hasselhoff, that could be one. He was in the movie, I think, David Hasselhoff.
He was, yeah.
Swam them all.
Barnacle!
Not Merle!
Okay, what everybody pick?
Oh, I got
it. Ah, what a jerk. You jerk.
I don't know what you spell Hasselhoff. I can see it being one world,
though. Huh?
You know, just because you're dead doesn't mean you stop being weird.
Very interesting. Dead person.
I like the flower eyes thing. That's really cool.
57. King James II believed his subjects weren't spending enough time engaging in military training, so he banned blank. Okay, enter those lies.
Boom.
Okay, here you go.
I feel like a ban on dying.
I like this one. Oh, you can do more than one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Let's see what you picked.
Gotcha!
Someone had
to finally got somebody. Oh, that's a good one because it sounds legit.
Right?
Got it.
Golf.
Who are they dying?
Come on now, I'm like.
She caught up with that Aww. One.
I'm in last place.
That's a good one. American Legion.
Not everyone's usual cup of tea. The American Legion in Deerfield, Michigan has found a fun way to fundraise with an annual blank eating festival. Answer your lies now.
I love it when you do it and it's like, that's the truth.
Sometimes if you're too close to the actual answer, okay, they'll tell you, like, you got to retry it.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look.
We got a trip.
Oh, because of Casey.
That's Alabama.
Should have known.
That's Alabama. Aww.
Well, you got me. Was it really pie? And we just all were like, no, it can't be pie. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I feel like he knew that one.
Did you?
I thought that was one of you guys.
Your lie.
No, Boondog's my lie.
I thought that was pie was my lie. I thought testicle was Johnny's lie because it just seems like something he would say.
I thought it was real.
The final finish. It's a two-part question, and it's worth triple the points.
Triple the points.
Due to a miscommunication, the Earl of Abingdon's champion racehorse was named blank. And in the Victorian language of flowers, sending a person basil was the same as saying blank. Now you're going to write one line that sounds like it might fit in either of these two blanks. That's double the chance to fool your fellow players. Make it good, and it might get picked on both blanks and earn you a bonus. Sound good? Don't worry, I'll put a little extra time on the clock.
You have not waited on me once.
About halfway through your time, just
everyone got
to
be quick.
These are the choices. Our two questions have two different truths. First, let's take care of this one. Choose the truth for just this question now. Time to deal with this one. Find the truth for just this question now.
Oh, damn it.
All right, who picked what?
That's what this is about. Just
double deception.
I was like, to the pain, no.
To the pain.
Oh, you got three of them.
Good job.
Lateral thinking.
Oh.
That was a good one.
I knew that was the truth because I put I hate you when I started and it was like, nope, can't use that one.
Also, you got it right.
I thought it was the truth.
Get it? Pots and then eight O's. Pot eight O's. Get it? Please don't send me basil.
Potato. I thought the word had
a different thing. I did too.
Oh, Johnny killed it there.
This is Johnny's game.
That's why we don't play games.
Ooh, I got all the likes though.
I think I got one more game we could do, and then might be in this pack. There's another one we usually play. No, I don't see it in this one.
I know.
That was a fun one though. Fibbage is fun.
Or I guess we could do another. Yeah, we can do another round. That's a good one. Well, there's a different mode in Fibbage as well. We could play it's like Fibbage about you.
Just come on.
This is a little bit of a different mode. Same, similar style. Alright. Oh, epic creature still. What is this guy?
I'm Cookie, and I'm a registered notary public, so any lies you tell in this game count as perjury. Now, I'm glad you're all here, or I would just be fooling myself, like when I wear a crop.
Is that a shell?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a...
Join the audience.
Like a hamster in a shell?
Okay, here we go.
Oh, I just saw it. It's like a turtle and a bird. They're all mixed.
They're lies.
Okay, here's the deal.
You're
going to see two questions about yourself on your device. Just answer as honestly as possible. In a sec, you'll get your chance to lie about your fellow players. You get 500 points for everyone you fool, 1,000 for finding the truth, and on your question, you get a reputation bonus for players who know you well enough to get it right. Ready? Well, I am.
This.
If you would, enter your answer now. Time.
Oh, I think I messed that up.
You say the truth about you.
Player goes a single day without blank. Now,
not a lie.
Write a lie that'll fool others into thinking it's what this player really wrote. And if this is your question, just sit back and watch the fun.
Oh, we have this.
Oh, you're being a lie.
Oh,
yeah, so while they're trying to fool everybody.
Nope.
Oh, God. What'd you just say about me?
Oopsie.
These are your choices. Take your best guess at the truth and select it on your device.
I mean, why are two of them bathrooms?
That should tell you something.
Let's see what you picked.
Aw.
I was going to go with that one. That was a pretty good one.
Well, he's so cheesy, he would say that.
I almost put it, too.
Oh, she's back.
Stinking up the bathroom.
That's a good one, because I was like, nope, that also sounds like John.
Should have picked this.
Oh, mine's close enough to that.
I knew it was a bathroom.
That's the bathroom one.
That is no point.
I mean, I did say stinking up the bathroom. Come on now.
This player has a unique bar of success. They'll know they've made it when they blank. Write your lies now.
Now you guys are writing a lie. Get it now. But you can, I won't have to.
Oh, I don't know what to put. I'm like so like ah.
Okay.
There you go. Find the truth.
Right, somebody knows
hey,
me.
How do we do?
Yes! Kaylee's looking at that one going, shit, I should have picked that one. Oh.
A Jack box made a lie.
I almost yes! picked that one too.
We yet to make it.
The job this player would perform in a post-apocalyptic society is blank. Submit your lies now.
Yeah, this was a tough one. I don't even know what I would do in a post-apocalyptic society.
Basically. Okay, these are the choices.
Only two cat related stuff.
I know, and I'm like
two cat that? Answers.
Food for someone.
Two cat answers.
I know.
I feel like my cats.
I'm doing it.
Let's take a look.
Well, Kendrick got points for that one.
Come on.
You guys blew it.
Food for some.
I'd be dead. I'd be just food for someone. Yeah, Blizzard would eat me for sure. I'd be her food.
Here's one for you. Okay. Where does this player see themselves in 5 years?
Okay, I'm going to tell you guys right now. I thought I was supposed to put in a lie. So. Keep it fair.
So none of them are going to be, or yours won't be believable.
Yeah, well. Could be.
All right. Pick the truth.
You are. I have faith in you.
Let's see how it shook out.
Boom.
He said he lied.
Oh, that was Jack Boxes.
Jack.
Oh, Kaylee got it.
Henrik's winning this round.
Yeah.
The last thing this player had delivered to their house was blank. Answer your lies now.
That's first. Boom.
Okay, which one's true?
These are all very similar.
All three.
Art themed, besides the new shirt and a whisk.
Well, thanks for helping.
A whisk.
Okay, what everybody pick?
That's pretty close.
Yes.
We got it. Yes.
Oh, the audience? We had an audience person here?
Yeah, apparently. Thank you, audience.
Oh, audience.
Oh. I love it. Go.
Didn't see this one?
That's true.
Canvas.
You got us. That is awesome.
How about this?
Uh-huh.
The first thing this player remembers lying about is blank. All right, type in your lies.
I'm a little scared now. Damn it. We're having too much fun over here.
One in the audience. I wonder who joined.
I know. I'm like, who are you? Give us your name. Every time John writes something, he's like, write it and delete it. Write it and delete it.
Time to seek the truth.
Oh.
Time to seek the truth.
Hmm. Ooh. Babe. Okay. Oh. Oh, Nate.
Watch.
I love you.
Audience lie.
Nice.
Dang, they got you. The audience is doing a good job of fooling people.
Now they are.
Ah, and I got them.
You might say, that's why.
It probably wasn't my first lie, but it was my first big lie.
Sometimes this player loses sleep over a cringy moment that involved blank. Okay, answer those lies.
Oh, it's so amazing. No, I want to play. Okay. Oh, I lost that one.
Come on now, let's get truthy.
Oh, what happened? Oh, no!
A little off the screen, let me. Oh, wait, where's our screen share go? I gotta redo it.
No, we'll never that's hilarious. Cringy moment.
Is it back for you guys?
Yep.
Yay!
All right.
I see what everybody picked.
Aww. Nobody picked anything. Oh, an attempted compliment. I love this audience member.
Oh, audience knows the truth.
Somebody knows you. Is it you?
Is it Puffin?
The audience is beating me.
here's a good one. A recent white lie this player feels a little guilty about involved blank. Enter your lies now.
I'm saying the lie.
Okay, find the truth.
Here's one, guys. I don't know what's on top.
Oh, shit.
Moments of truth.
Hey, oh. The audience.
Eli's live.
I like that one a lot. That's a fun one. No, that looks
good. No, that looks good.
We all got each other.
Oh, dang it. It was money the whole time.
What did you buy?
Oh, that was funny.
Hendrick was a winner this time. Nice.
It must be my turtle goose. Ooh, Eli with the 16 likes.
Since we got some audience, we could try and do another game. You guys want to do another round of this? Do you want to go back to the other game? Is there one you guys?
I got time to do one. I got time to do one more game, and then I gotta go.
Yeah, same. I think we got one more in me. So, do you want to do this? I'd go back to job. Job. Is there another one you guys want to try?
I'm good. I like Vivage. Yeah.
All right, we could try or do another one. We could do new players. See if the audience member wants to join us.
Audience member, feel free to reveal yourself.
Yeah, code's on the screen here, audience member. They want to. So I guess they are the lover.
They're the lover 7474.
I think that's everybody.
They're breaking the nut on this person. Is there who they are?
This is enough about you. Everything you've been lying to your therapist about, go ahead and put it here. Look at all these liars. You're all lying liars with your pants on fire.
Look at all these liars.
I just love you. And if you're stuck on the sidelines, why not join the audience? Audience members earn points by guessing the truth and fooling the players with their lies. Let's go. Right, listen up. I'm going to beam a question about you to your device. Answer truthfully. Then you'll get your chance to make up lies about the other players. You get 500 points for everyone you fool with your lies, 1,000 for finding the truth, and if the question's about you, you get a reputation bonus for every player who gets the answer right. You got all that? Good. Check your device and answer the question.
There's only truth.
I heard it, Kaylee. The truth.
The truth. Just to make sure, because twice we've had two people, John and Kendrick, lie when they were supposed to tell.
But actually, no. I could see myself in the Oscars in 5 years because I'm going to have Supernatural Baby Detective be a whole like cartoon. It's going to win an Oscar for animation. So boom!
There you go, I like it.
Who are we waiting on?
Halfway gone. Better hurry it up. This one. Something that makes this player optimistic about the future is blank. Write your lies now.
What am I having?
Yeah, Okay, here you go.
Pick an answer.
Come on, show me what you picked.
Ooh, Kaylee's live.
Yeah, not now.
Yeah, comics and comics creators were very similar.
I know. Good job. We were in sync.
All the kids.
Happy and personal. Yes.
Yeah.
Have you met your husband?
Kids are the future.
Get a load of this one. This player would do anything for a chance to blank. Submit your lies now.
Oh yeah, let's do this.
Do this.
Did Love of 74 leave?
Oh. Or they're singing very hard about it. Yeah, they got the last one right. Hard.
Oh, there's you. They're back.
Now, which one's the truth?
Two people think you're going to do good helping the world or helping the children.
Someone thinks it's better.
I mean, I'll take it. Win.
All right, who picked what?
Nice.
I like that sound to me, too.
Somebody knows you.
win, no matter what.
A volunteer is another positive one.
I guess more generic, but it is Save the World, Save the Children. What is it?
I thought it was Do Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. I like it.
Something on this player's bucket list is blank. Enter your lies now.
None of us know who Lava. Unless you guys know who this person is.
Spot the truth.
I was already thinking about the next solar eclipse potential. This is a wide range. Let's go.
That's a very wide range of options.
QBs, cocaine in Vegas, eclipses, bumps, bumps, bumps,
bumps. Well, truly is a person of mystery.
I love it.
Of truth.
That one's mine.
Why not believe in the craziness of people?
Right?
Oh.
Nothing else truth.
Lover.
Band of the Solar Eclipse.
Oh.
Wow. Down.
Five.
The scariest wild animal this player could totally take in a fight is blank.
Right
now.
God, that'd be gross. Come on, Brooklyn. What if they shit something?
They said they're on to me.
I know, I saw him.
Where's the truth?
A buffalo.
Gopher Everett. You haven't seen the movie as many times as I have. Oh, brother, where art thou?
No.
He goes,
Gopher Everett. No.
I don't think I can
have Kendrick take on a bear.
Let's see what everybody picked.
I'll take it.
Thank you, Leva.
They are confident in your skills there. I think you can take on the bear.
You guys got
it. Welcome. You're welcome, man.
You canceled each other's points out.
I made it for myself. I was like, Nova?
Oh, it was a bobcat. Yeah, that's what I put.
I got opposable thumbs, man.
Close with kitties. They're the same, right?
I'm still in last place.
Give this one a shot. If this player's life were a movie, the poster tagline would be blank. All right, type in your lies.
My life was a post movie. What would the tagline be?
Makes me think that it's either Renee or Melissa for Leva 7474.
It's not
posted. No, I doubt it.
Okay, which one's true?
No retreat, no surrender. No man left behind.
I am reading.
You're in phone too.
Oh, but it's bigger. Nah.
That's the thing.
Let's see what you picked.
That is a good one.
Jerk. Thanks, John.
Ah.
Oh, nice.
Well, they got it right. They knew it.
What was it?
Making the pussy purr.
Oh, that's a great one, too.
Did they win?
Yeah, they did.
A mystery audience member is the winner. That's awesome.
Who are you, audience member?
Audience member, reveal yourself.
They said they popped up in our feed tonight.
Nice.
We popped up in their feed tonight, so.
Thank you.
Even more fun that it's a random person.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, definitely check out Spoiler Country. They got some great comic books out there. Supernatural Baby Detective, Iron's Anthology, Johnny Nonley. My stuff, it's Kickstarter, King of Games. Check that out. We got some webtoons, Saturday Every Day. Should have put links there, but next time we will. Thank you so much for watching. Whoever followed us on Facebook as well. Any outros you guys want to talk about? I think hopefully I said all your plugs, but
I think you got just about everything we need.
Just go to spoilerverse.com if you want to check out our stuff.
Yep, spoilerverse.com. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Well, someone's
great fun. Thanks, Leva.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I was.